In Metro Denver, RTD has reopened its A line to and from Denver International Airport. The transit agency says this morning a train hit a pedestrian who was trespassing through a closed crossing area. That person was injured and taken to a hospital. All stations are now back open. Colorado voters passed both measures on the statewide ballot in Tuesday's election. CPR's Sandy Batulga.
Propositions LL and MM were follow-ups to a previous ballot question regarding meals in public schools. Voter Mia Price supported both measures.
I have lots of neighbors who are upper-income people, and they wouldn't think of depriving kids of good food. And so I don't think that that's that controversial. I don't know. I think that that's something that there's not never good ways to do this. That's where it would hurt the least.
I'm Cindy Batulga, CPR News.
Several civil rights groups are criticizing History Colorado for allegedly censoring a local artist. The museum removed a painting from the new Little Saigon-centered exhibit days before it opened to the public. The artist, Madeline Druno, believes the removal was at least partly due to the depiction of pro-Palestinian messaging in the painting.
The museum never reached out to me directly. They never brought me into the discussions. I was never part of any of the meetings or email correspondence between CAPU and the museum when they were discussing my artwork.
The museum says they do not use public funding to display current political opinions for or against candidates or issues. This is CPR News and KRCC. Find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.